Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 28 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft for the next 20 to 25 minutes. As usual, I'll talk through my week in terms of goldmaking, what I've done, what's worked, what hasn't. Then we'll talk a little bit about what's happened to the game over the last week, and then we'll have a discussion point at the end where I go into the meat and potatoes of gold making, or at least the thought process that go into it. This week I'll be talking about the variability of gold making, the fact that there's usually a very high variability from day to day in terms of sales, what you can do about it, and a little bit about that. Do keep in mind that you can help shape the podcast by submitting questions if you're a $10 patron or higher on Patreon. And with all that out of the way, let's dive into my week. I've been still been working mostly on the flipping markets, which is BOE flipping, battle pets, and material flipping, which are the three main ones. And that's obviously going to be my focus for the foreseeable future as well. The good news is that this week had really, really, really great results. I hit quite a lot in total sales this week. In BOEs alone, I had 747k worth of profits from BOEs alone, which is great. And I did pass a little over 1.3 million in total sales this week, which is really, really good. Off that 1.3 million, I had about 850k gold, which is net profit. So I now have 850k gold more than I did the last time I recorded an episode, which is, I would say that's pretty good. The profitability this week is definitely a lot higher than my average, but that's because I didn't spend a lot of gold on BOEs this week. I just sold a lot of them. So the BOE market is getting closer to break even. My total net loss is now just over 3 million gold. It's just about at 3 million gold, which is much better than last week. That's about, obviously, that's a 750k-ish improvement since last week. So hopefully we can keep on doing that, because that's looking really, really good now, actually. This is definitely the first week in a while where I had this good of a like total increase in my liquid gold, so that's absolutely very good. The main reason is, though, that I haven't spent gold on BOEs as much, but the sales are still steady, and it's just looking good. Material flipping, I've been spending a little less effort on that lately, but Medallions of the Legion have been doing really well. I've been definitely getting a lot of sales in that market, which is absolutely a great market to enter right now. Prices are stable, and the deflation seems to have mostly petered out for that item. So definitely something to look into if you're... I wrote a post about it back in July, I believe, or August, which was the worst timing ever to write that post, but at least it's relevant now. What I expect going forward is definitely to try to spend a little more time on actually buying BOEs than I did this week. And outside of that, I'll just be keeping on doing what I've been doing, because it's working. So, one last thing that I did this week is the fact that I have started preparing for something I've been talking about for a long while that I've wanted to do, which is a 30 days to a token challenge. Where the idea is that I'll just have a one level 120 character with like somewhere around 5,000 gold is what I think I'll be starting with. And then I'll have 30 days to get to a token. And hopefully I can do this a couple of times just to try out some different approaches and see which method is best and which method sets you up for future success. Because I think I want to do it in ways that are meant to take you from 30 days to a token, but also to help you build. So next week you can, or next 30 days, you'll get more than a token, so you can start actually generating a surplus of gold. So that's the idea. I did boost a hunter, 110 hunter, which is what I'm going to use used for the challenge. Not sure about hunters as a class. I didn't really enjoy it so far, but we'll see. And it's going to give me a chance to run through the BFA Alliance storyline, so I'm just enjoying that at the moment. I'll try to get to 120, but I'm just going to enjoy the story, actually, and not like super power level. But we'll get there, and then we'll do the challenge, and I think that's going to be really fun. So, that's my week, so let's talk about the game. Obviously, the main thing that happened last week is the launch of patch 8.15, which I talked a lot about last week. I'll talk a little bit more about it this week, because that's the only thing that matters that's actually happened. Of course, the tools of the trade is the main change to like the economic profession side of the game. But most of them, or more than half of them, are essentially useless from a gold-making perspective, and that's really disappointing that they don't give it a crafting effect. Both the enchanting and the alchemy tools are much better than I anticipated for gold-making reasons. The enchanting tool will give you a chance to get veiled crystals from disenchanting rare gear, which includes the rare procs from stuff like Tide Spray Linen Bracers, which is obviously going to be huge, and it's going to mean that if you want to do the enchanting shuffle or the expulsum and enchanting shuffle, you definitely want to get the tools of the trade for enchanting. It's pretty much a must-have. So that's going to be huge. The alchemy tool is also huge. Apparently, the stuff you get from looting cauldrons is really, really good. And of course, you can get on a cooldown the ability to craft flasks with a higher proc chance for 10 minutes, which is definitely going to be very profitable for mass crafters who utilize that to the maximum. And definitely, I think it'll bring flask prices down even more, and if you don't have the tool of the trade, you'll probably not be profitable in that market any longer. And then, of course, there's a lot of other stuff. I have both written about this and talked about it. Do check it out. I haven't played the game too much in terms of like the current expansion crafting markets, so I don't have like all those changes under the skin, so to speak. But I have I've been enjoying the game on my hunter, just getting into the leveling and watching the BFA Alliance storyline. And hopefully I'll be able to talk more about this once I get into the 30-day to a token challenge. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good time to get into gold making or get into the profession markets again once I get to 120. Now that we have both my week and the week in the game out of the way, we can talk about the discussion point this week, which I dubbed the highs and lows of gold making, or the variability of gold making. And I think this is an important topic to cover, because there is a lot of day-to-day variability in gold making. And most of you will probably be aware of this already if you've been doing it for a while. Some of you may not, though. Like, if you're just following me on Twitter or other prominent gold makers on Twitter, you'll see a lot of mailbox screenshots getting posted with like huge amounts of sales, and I can tell you that that's not going to be how your mailbox looks every day. Every once in a while, like, I get zero sale mailboxes, and that's just how the game rolls out. And especially if you want to get really, really rich, then you'll want to get into some of the more high-end flipping markets like BOEs, like expensive mounts, TCG stuff, expensive battle pets. And all of these markets are extremely variable because the items you trade are extremely expensive and extremely rare, which means that only people who really, really, really care about them are even going to be willing to pay for them. So that means that one day you might be sell nothing for half a year, and then suddenly you sell 3 Spectral Tiger Cubs in a day, and that's 2 million gold. And that's how that's going to be, and you have to look at the entire spectrum of that 6 months to even get a good idea of what your average profit is going to be. And you also have to be willing and able to live with the fact that you're going to see a lot of variation from day to day. And this is, of course, much worse in flipping markets and high-end flipping markets than it is in crafting markets, but there's definitely a large effect of this in crafting markets as well. Maybe the other guy who's doing enchanting on your realm is online and he undercuts you instantly, and then you don't get any sales this time you posted. That can happen. And all of these things will mean that you'll just have to learn how to live with it. But you can also do some stuff or some techniques and some actions that will help you minimize the chance that your next mailbox is going to be zero sales, because you definitely don't want to get the zero sales mailbox. All of this is just sort of the background to the fact that you will get small mailboxes, and looking to a single day mailbox to give a good assessment of how good a market is always going to mislead you. And the rarer the item, the more misleading it's going to be. And this is something that I've actually screwed up on, because I bought the Felsteel Longblade recipe, and I crafted a couple of Felsteel Longblades, and I sold three of them within the first week, and I haven't sold a single sword since then. I have like four of them in my inventory, and I'm just reposting them over and over and over. And when I sold the first three, I was like, holy shit, this market is going to be so good. I'm going to make so much gold from this recipe. And I haven't sold anything since, which means that it's going to be a long time until I break even on that recipe for sure, because I spent a lot of gold on the recipe. That's just how it is. Now, let's dive into the stuff that I talked about. How can you minimize the chance that you get a small mailbox? What can you do to increase the size of your, or the consistency of your mailbox? That's something we'll look at now. And the techniques that increase consistency are very, very obvious, like post more often. Post three times a day rather than one time a day. You'll definitely get more sales on that single day. Do cancel scans and reposting scans more often, and you'll increase the consistency. Now, this might not necessarily actually be the best approach for you, though. And why not? It's because, of course, you could have spent your time on something else. By spending your time doing cancel scans and then cleaning out your mailbox and reposting auctions, you have to compare what the increased sale rate you get from that, because the stuff is already on the auction house. You're just trying to remove the ones that have been undercut and repost those. You have to compare that to the gold you could have made from entering a completely new market. That's the opportunity cost. And a lot of times I think you're probably better off entering a new market. But it depends on what situation you are in. If you want to increase your sales today or tomorrow, definitely do cancel scans. It can be very profitable. I personally don't do them, as my time is better spent on other stuff. But it's always just going to be a trade-off of consistency and total profits, and what other things you can spend your time on and what sort of returns you can get from spending your time on those other things. And that's not really an answer I can give, but if you feel like you're not getting consistent enough sales, then try to increase your posting frequency. That's really the only way to get more consistent sales in a market on a specific realm. Or you can enter more markets, which will increase the amount of items you have available and thus the potential people you can serve and the amount of sales you'll get. Now, longer term, I think that you're better off if you can just ignore the short-term variance in sales. If you're in a position where you don't really care about, or where you can take not getting a sale for 3 days or 5 days, and that's definitely something that you'll have to be willing to do if you want to enter high-end flipping markets. I think it's better to just focus on buying profitable items, posting them, and then looking for other realms, other markets where you can buy cheap items so you can flip them for profit. I think that's going to give you the most in terms of long-term profits, but I might be biased here because I don't have too much time to play the game, so I avoid cancel scans like the plague for that specific reason. So just do experiment on your realm, figure out what works for you, and build on that. That's always going to give you the best profit and, of course, make you have the most fun you can with the game, which is what it's all about. Now, in terms of dealing with the mental aspects of the fact that you'll get a huge variability in the gold you make on a day-to-day basis, I think that just knowing is perhaps half the battle. Like, people like me, I get zero sale mailboxes on a semi-regular basis, actually. You definitely won't see that on Twitter because there's no point in showcasing zero sales. And I'm sure that other prominent gold makers also get small mailboxes because they can't control their sales either. Although some of them maybe are more active than me and thus, you know, will never have zero sale mailboxes. But this is just something to be aware of. Like, it's no big deal. You can't really control other players. You can just live with it. As long as you're focusing on items that are actually useful to other players, then you'll get your sales eventually. Like, it's no big deal if you don't get sales today. Just keep reposting, keep focusing on markets where the items you sell are super useful for other players. Because if they're not useful, then obviously no one will ever pay for them. Which is why there are some stuff like unobtainable items that don't really have an effect and stuff like that are markets that I would never personally enter because they don't really have any effect outside of showing some sort of weird status. I focus on cosmetic items or items that increase your power because you can always show those off. Cool, rare cosmetic items, everyone will see that. Everyone can see the guy riding on a spectral tiger in Ironforge. Alright, so hopefully that gave you some food for thought. That is going to be the end of the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do enjoy the show and you want more content and more guide and technique-centric focus on the content, then head over to the blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. You'll get new posts on goldmaking 3 times a week. And if you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. That's the only way to support the show, and you'll get early access to all of the episodes alongside all of the posts on my blog. And of course, you can get access to the patron-only channel on Discord and loads of other cool stuff. So hopefully you enjoy the show, and I hope you guys have a very profitable week. Good night, guys.